Ranchers and farmers are vulnerable to the weather, fluctuating crop prices, trade wars, and so no surprise they have high rates of depression and suicide. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, there's some help from an unlikely source.
It's called Hashtag Ag Twitter. It started as a digital place where farmers and ranchers could get advice on the best fertilizer or farm equipment.
Pretty popular. A lot of people follow them.
That's Caleb Carter. He works in the Department of Plant Sciences at the University of Wyoming. Essentially, he's a traveling consultant for farmers and ranchers.
Depth and sharing their stories. And it's really powerful to see that. And
today,
really
we're driving down dirt roads that run through corn and wheat fields. Carter says on any given day, farmers ask him for all sorts of advice.
You know, what's wrong with my tree? Or why is my tomato plant leaves curling?
But what they don't do, he says, is talk about themselves. Ag Twitter, though, is changing that. And Carter says farmers are sharing their own personal stories on the app, from worrying about how to put food on the table to reflecting back on a time when they wanted to give up. He says this digital space is perfect for farmers where closest neighbors could be miles away.
Because of that isolation, it's really easy for that thought to really take over and for you to be like, oh man, everybody else, they're doing great, and I'm the one struggling here and not sure if I'm going to make this payment or not sure how I'm going to do this or how I'm going to do that.
Wyoming has one of the highest rates of suicide in the country, and so do all the other states that are our neighbors.
Dr. Carolyn Pepper is a professor in the psychology department at the University of Wyoming. She ticks off the many reasons why farmers in our region are susceptible to depression and suicide. First,
when you live in a rural area, you're surrounded by fewer people.
Then, she says, there's the environmental stressors specific to the job.
If you are a farmer or a rancher and the weather is bad that year, that creates an economic burden on you.
And let's not forget the Westerner's cultural reputation.
They're willing to go out and live in a harsh environment and solve their own problems. But part of that comes with a belief that maybe you're better off if you don't show your emotions and you don't show your weaknesses.
Pepper says social media isn't a cure-all, but she says it can be a positive thing if farmers are using it to connect with people face-to-face, even if virtually. Stephen Schuler agrees. He's a professor in psychology at the University of California in Irvine. He says digital spaces have advantages.
One way that they're different than spaces in real life is that it's less stigmatizing sometimes to be able to go on to an online space.
He says this can be especially true for rural areas where services are limited.
There is one, you know, mental health clinic. And so if people see you going there, they know what you're doing.
Schuler says generally social media users can be broken down into three groups. 1% of people are posting, about 9% are interacting, but the other 90% are just there watching. Still, Schuler says even if you're not tweeting or responding, the experience can still be powerful.
This kind of instance of this hashtag in these farmers that you're talking about, you know, it's powerful the people who are writing and the people who are responding, but it's also powerful for the other people who might be suffering through similar things, who are looking but not sort of, you know, engaging.
Schuler says it's an interesting moment for social media as platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram figure out just what responsibilities they have in controlling their content. Schuler says a lot. But while that debate goes on, he hopes more positive hashtags like AgTwitter continue to crop up. For Here and Now, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And Maggie's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.